That's all right. Fatty Daddy loves me best.
He does, and he'll let you use his sling anytime you want.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 58 of the BFO for Earth Day, Tuesday, April the 22nd, 2008. And if you're lucky, perhaps I will not release any methane gases into the atmosphere. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, I hope you enjoyed yesterday's segment of The Gaze with Brian from Boston, the resident historian of the BFO, because today we have part two.
Again.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, we are back again today with part two of The Gaze with the resident historian of the BFO. That would be Brian from Boston. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Did you remember who?
Fatty!
Oh, Jesus. did you remember who the other person was that had two segments of The Gaze?
Oh, God, I'm racking my brains, Big Fatty, but since, like I said before, I'm all starstruck. I just can't think of who it
could be. Oh, you are so full of shit, too. Anyway, it was Auntie Vera Charles.
Oh, yes, of course. How could I forget her with the Charles Nelson Reilly?
Right. Are you listening to Auntie Vera Charles?
You know, I'm not, but I'm sort of on the lookout for new podcasts, so maybe that'll be the next one I load up.
All of a sudden, I feel very uncomfortable about asking that question. So, sorry, Auntie Vera, but I bet you he'll start listening now because he'll be embarrassed that he hasn't listened. But anyway, actually, yeah, it's a great show. So.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm a huge fan of I listen to the BFO, the Daily Purge, the Peanut Explosion, who I fucking love, the other O. And let's see, who else? DJ David J. whenever he poops out a show, which
right.
is quite okay. rare lately.
Well, it sounds to me like you're sticking mainly to the RNL Podcasting Network as far as
of
the
course,
shows you listen
of course.
To. Okay.
Yes, I love anything that RNL puts out.
Right. now, since you brought it up, the PNS Explosion, which, you know, Scott's not on there anymore. Do you miss Scott, by the way?
I do. I really thought Scott added, like, a sort of, I don't know, he kind of calmed down, like, this sort of, like, stability to the show. Like, I fucking love Patrick and Noah. And I totally love Rob Nelson Lindley, by the way. But Scott had a certain something to him that I really thought kind of added something to the show. And I do miss him, but...
Boringness?
You know, Rob is it? Oh. Sorry again?
Boringness?
No, he wasn't boring.
No,
he liked,
I'm just
I think,
playing.
Okay. No, he was great. I do miss him.
Now, Brian, on one of their previous shows, they sent out a big thank you to Brian from Boston, who made a donation to the PNS Explosion.
That was me.
That was you. Congratulations. Yeah. You know, the Big Fatty does not ask for the donations unless, of course, you want to send me an iPhone. And speaking of iPhones, I believe you have wed yours, haven't you?
Yep. I figured, you know, if I can't find a boyfriend, I'm just going to marry my fucking iPhone because I love it so much.
Okay, well.
Big Fatty, you really should get one. It's the most awesome thing in the world.
Well, I'm going to get one, and I'm going to use my... George Bush $600 to do that at some point, but so that I don't spend it on something else, I think I'm gonna buy me a $600 Apple Store gift card, so I have to use it there.
Oh, perfect.
And then, you know, so I'll spend it twice, so to speak.
Right, right.
You know,
I would if you're gonna get one, Big Fatty, I would recommend waiting a few months because allegedly the the high-speed 3G networking ones coming out in June.
But, and, you know, I don't know what that means, but I'll take your advice on that. Because, you know, I do not use the computers nor the cell phones.
Nor the cell phones. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, you know, we are getting the Apple Snack Store here in Charleston.
Yes, I saw that. I'm excited.
In fact, did you send me an article about that?
I was the one, yep.
Okay, I thought so.
Aren't you exciting? Excited?
I'm very excited. You know, I can go down there and, you know, they always have cute boys in the Apple
Store. I know. What is it about the Apple Store?
I don't know. Do they have one in Boston?
Well, actually, they have one in Cambridge, which is right across the Charles River.
The river, right.
Yeah, and but they're opening one in the Back Bay, which is about 3 blocks from me. It's going to be huge. I'm so looking forward to it.
Are you going to go down and just touch things and look at boys, or are you going to actually go to some of the classes they'll have and things like that?
No, when I go down there, I'll genuflect in front of the door, you know, of course, because it's like going to church.
Right. You got to get on your knees.
Exactly.
Hello.
No, but I love going. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what they do, but every time I go to an Apple Store, I fall in love with one of the guys working there.
Imagine
so
that. Well, you know what? You're just getting to be a dirty old man, and we love you for that.
Now, tell me about it, McFaddy.
You said that you had been in a relationship for 14 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I kind of basically popped out of the chute and got married when I was like 22 years old.
I just kind of threw up a little bit in the back of my throat when you said popped out of the chute.
Well, you know, when I came out, I was I came out at around age 21, 22, and within 6 months, I had a boyfriend for 14 whole years.
Wow. Okay. Now,
yeah, a long time.
You know, a lot of folks nowadays are like, I got to have a relationship, blah, 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 blah. Do you enjoy being single?
You know what? I do now, but I got to tell you, having spent my whole adult life basically in a relationship, it took a lot of getting used to when I became single, you know? A lot of people are like, woo, I'm single, yeah, this is awesome, you know, I can do whatever I want, and I can go where I please, I can sleep with whoever I want, la, la, la. When I got single, it was like a total traumatic experience for me because I'd never been alone before, you know?
Right.
And, so, you know, I was living on my own for the first time. I had to take care of everything myself for the first time. And so it took me a long time to get used to it. But now, yeah, I'm totally loving it. It's great, you know. Just, you know, like I said, you know, you can go out and do as you please, do whatever you want. But that said, you know, I wouldn't mind having a boyfriend again at some point.
But until then, you'll just have sex with your iPhone. Is that right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it'll keep me warm.
Speaking of going out and doing what you want, what sort of places do you like to go to when you're out in Boston? Or what sort of places did you go to as you traveled across the country? We talked about that on the last show, that you did the drive across country.
Do you mean like going out to like gay places, gay bars and stuff?
Well, that and then, you know, what are your other social interests and all too?
Oh, well, let's see. Like, in terms of, like, if I go out in Boston, there aren't too many places to go anymore. With the advent of the online venues like Manhunt and Gay.com and all that stuff, a lot of people aren't going out so much anymore. And so a lot of the bars are kind of dying off, at least up here they are. But, yeah, when I go out, there's a few places here in Boston I like to go to, like this place called Fritz, which is really, I'm going there this afternoon to watch the Red Sox game, actually.
So you're a sports fan, then?
Well, you know, I'm more of like a...
you're a Red Sox fan.
A fair-weather fan, yeah. Okay. Like, when the Sox are really winning, then I totally become obsessed with them. But I'm not a huge sports guy. Go to there. I tend not to like the kind of bars where you get a lot of, like, the young little tweaky boys. I'm more into, like, guys my own age sort of thing. So that's cool. And also, like, for other stuff, I don't know, for example, like, I'm a member of a gay bowling league here in Boston.
Say that again now? I didn't hear
it. A gay bowling league?
A gay bowling league, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I first moved into town, I really didn't know too many people. So one of the ways I made some new friends was in Boston, they have like 1,000 different gay sports organizations, like softball and basketball and rugby, and one of them was bowling, and someone just said, go there, you'll meet a ton of people. So that's what I did, and I met this whole big group of friends, and yeah, it's awesome. I love it. Cool. Sounds fun. Yeah, so when I was traveling across country, I went to a bunch of different places. Actually, when I was in Atlanta, it was really weird because I thought, oh, you know, I'm in the South. People are really friendly down here, so I'll go out and it'll be great. Because when you go out in Boston, it's really, really hard. Anyone who's ever been to Boston might agree with me that meeting people in Boston is really tough because, like I said before, we're kind of hard to get to know. So when I was in Atlanta, I thought, oh, I'm in the South. This will be awesome. You know, people will be really friendly. And I went to this place in Atlanta called, I think it was called Bucks.
Blake's,
that's what. That's okay. One. Yeah. I walked into Blake's and, like, no one looked at me. No one spoke to me. I got all this attitude. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I feel like I could get this in Boston, you know? And it was really, really depressing. And then the next night, I went out to this place called Woof's.
Right. Oh, I love Woof's.
Oh, I had a blast. Oh, my God. Within, like, I walked in the door, and I hadn't even gotten to the bar yet, and people were talking to me. I was like, okay, this is it. You know, I found my place. But, yeah. I love Woof's.
There is an attitude that is in Atlanta. And but it's not at Woof's, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. I like, you know, sort of laid back, you know, just casual, comfortable type places like that.
So, guys being guys, sports, all that kind of stuff.
Drinking beer.
Right, drinking beer, eating wings, that kind of thing. Playing pool.
Yeah, yeah. So I also went to, when I was in Mississippi, I went to Jackson, Mississippi, and I saw the scariest gay bar on earth.
Oh,
Jackson. Oh, my God.
What was it called?
I can't even remember the name of it, but, like, I didn't even go in. Like, I drove up. It was on this, like, side road somewhere. It was, like, this tin shack. It looked like it had wagon wheels, chandeliers inside. And the door was, like, an old refrigerator door. Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. Oh my! I turned around and left. I was too afraid to go in.
Now, where did you go when you were out in San Francisco?
So I was up in Guerneville, which is kind of like a gay resort area north of San Francisco.
Right.
And a friend of mine actually is a bartender at one of the bars there called the Triple R, and so hung out with him there. And then we went down to San Francisco, and God, where do we go? Like. Midnight Sun,
right.
The Edge, a bunch of places. I love San Francisco. I had a great time there.
Big Fatty loves the Edge, let me just tell you. Big Fatty, Big Fatty has been throw-up drunk 3 times in his life.
Uh-huh.
Once when he turned 40.
Uh-huh.
Once at the Edge. And once some other time at Patrick's. I don't remember, but...
I so want to go to Patrick's Club.
Of course you do.
I've heard so much about it. Listen to the LFC and the BFO. I totally got to go there.
You're going to be so disappointed when you go, but you know what? It will be fun if I'm there regardless because, you know, Big Fatty walks in the bar and I own the place.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I can see that, actually. I can picture that.
Okay. Now,
hey,
Brian...
so Big Fatty, let me ask you a question.
Oh, wait a minute. Big Fatty's being asked a question.
Is it true in South Carolina that they serve liquor out of those tiny little, like, nipper bottles?
We were on mini bottles until, I think it was July 1st last year. So we've only been on free pour for less than a year. And,
oh, so it's called free pour?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and we don't
why
have
did
those,
they do it like that?
We don't have those contraptions that measures out the drinks or whatever. I don't know if you have those in Boston or not.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But see, the bartenders, they just pick up the bottle and start pouring liquor in the cup. And I think they might count to 6 or something like that. Unless, you know, you tip well and then they count to 8.
Very slowly.
Right. Right.
Oh, neat. Why did they do it with the little bottles before?
Well, you know, in South Carolina, they wanted to make sure that you got your money's worth for your drink.
Oh.
You know, want to make sure you got a a good drink, you know, manly drink. So,
anyway, okay.
It's a pain in the ass, but anyway, so be it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, Brian, you are the once again the self-appointed historian of the BFO.
And
no, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I was going to say that, and I'm very honored to have that position.
Okay. Now, in we're on episode number 58 right now. In the 58 episodes that have occurred of the BFO, what is there something as the historian you would like to take people back to as far as either a favorite memory or a favorite train wreck or something notable?
Yes, Patty.
Oh, Lord.
I think the most memorable episode in terms of being a train wreck was the one where you read all your stand.
Where I did what?
You read all the spam e-letters that you were getting.
Okay, I remember that one, yes.
And I was like, hey, Patty, do we really need to hear this?
Right, but, you know, sometimes you just have to do that. In fact, I was looking at my spam earlier today, and I thought, maybe I'll do that again, but clearly maybe I won't do that again. But, you know, the thing is, that episode was used against me.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How so?
Well, Wes from Live It Up out there in the San Diegos, he used my answers against me. And, was it that or when I was reading the Conversation Hearts? I don't remember. Oh. That was another
memorable train wreck.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, now, do you think that what is your feeling about the gays? Do you feel like the gays are train wrecks? Other than these two?
No, I love. Well, these of course are total train wrecks.
Right.
I'm on it. But no, I love the gays because it's just interesting hearing other people's voices from different parts of the country and like what situations they're in. Like I really enjoyed when you had Eric the Southern Boy on. That was really cool.
Right.
No, it's really cool to hear like the lives and voices of other listeners and podcasts we see. So, no, this is totally cool. I'd say it's a hit.
Okay. Well, now, clearly the question that everyone has been asking since we've done these episodes of the gays, do you prefer your chowder in a cup or a bread bowl?
Well, if we're talking clam chowder, I'm going to have to not answer that because even though I grew up here in New England, right on the ocean, Brian from Boston does not eat the seafood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, I grew up on the ocean, right? So I remember the smell of low tide.
Oh, yes. We
you
know
that,
that
briny
too.
Sort of like salty yuckiness. And whenever I smell seafood, that's all I can think of is that low tide, like smelly, awful, like marshy smell. And I just never have gotten into seafood.
It's sort of like the smell of Big Fatty's cold one.
I'll take your word on that.
No, it is. Trust me.
But yeah, if we're talking corn chowder, I'd have to go with the bread bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, corn chowder's good too, and you know you're always able to monitor your digestion process whenever you eat corn. But anyway, and on that note, I think we have come to the end of episode number 2 with Brian from Boston. Brian, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Big Fatty. I very much enjoyed being had.
Oh well. And y'all, anytime you can have Big, Brian from Boston, and get him to get those pants off, you should do it. That's all I'm going to say. All right, everybody. Time to give him the finger, Brian.
Finger.
Okay. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878-3738 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.